Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Have you ever heard or said the expression, just get a grip? Or have you ever said, I can't seem to get a grip on this situation? Have you ever told someone you need to get a grip? Well, this morning as we were meditating, it stirred in us. There are millions of people spending more this Christmas than they can afford, than they can pay for.
Oh, boy.
So literally, they need to get a grip.
On their money.
On their spending this holiday season.
That's it.
So said with all love and concern, get a grip on your holiday spending. But more, honey, I think even more importantly, there are believers who need to get a grip on what's been holding them back from achieving what God created and endowed them to do. And really, if they didn't fulfill their vision thus far this year, it's been holding them back. If you were to look up get a grip in the dictionary, you'd find two definitions. It says, to make an effort to control your emotions, behave calmly, and to understand how to deal with something. There's one person, only one, who can help you get a grip. Many people have friends or family. Well, they'll listen to your dilemma, but you can be assured they won't judge or talk about what they've heard. This one person.
That's right. In Matthew 11, 28 and 30, through 30, Matthew 11, 28 through 30 in the Message Bible says, are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me. Get away with me and you'll recover your life. I like that.
Yeah.
I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. That's a good goal for the new year.
It is, baby. In other words, get away with the one person who can make your yoke easy and your burden light. The great thing about the Holy Spirit is that when you talk, he listens, answers, and directs all without the meter running.
That's lovely. Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6, very familiar. Proverbs 3, 5 and 6 in the Message Bible says, trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. Listen for God's voice in everything you do, everywhere you go. He's the one who will keep you on track.
We can rejoice because God, the master of the universe, will keep us on track.
Jeremiah 33, verses 2 and 3. Jeremiah 33, technically verse 3 in the Classic Amplified Bible, call to me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things, fenced in and hidden, which you do not know, do not distinguish and recognize, have knowledge of, and understand. Also, we want to share the Message Bible translation of Jeremiah 33:3. It says, I'll tell you marvelous and wonderful things that you could never figure out on your own.
That's truth. And we can praise God that we can have confidence in knowing that when we don't know what to do or how to handle a particular problem, God always does.
Hallelujah. In Psalm 86, verses 5, Psalm 86, verse 5, it says, in the day of my trouble, I will call upon thee, for thou will answer me.
Wow.
Amen.
One other thing we really love about God. He's even available on Christmas vacation,
yeah.
Holidays, weekends.
Anytime.
24/7.
Any place. Jeremiah 29, verses 12 through 14. Jeremiah 29, we're very used to Jeremiah 29, 11. This is 12 through 14 in the Classic Amplified. It says, then you will call upon me and you will come and pray to me, and I will hear and heed you. Then you will seek me, inquire for, and require me as a vital necessity, and find me when you search for me with all your heart. I will be found by you, says the Lord, and I will release you from captivity.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Our Heavenly Father will teach us how to overcome our past and the adversities of life so that we can have the rich and satisfying life that's talked about in John 10:10 in the New Living Translation.
Isaiah 41 verse 8 in the Message Bible says, don't panic, I'm with you. There's no need to fear, for I'm your God. I'll give you strength, I'll help you, I'll hold you steady, keep a firm grip on you.
Wow, what an assurance. There are some people who can never get a grip on life because they're always more concerned about what others think about them. Even more so, honey, than what God thinks.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a fact. What you think about you is more important than what anybody else thinks about you, except God. Realize other people don't think about you. Now hear this, please. You need to realize other people don't think about you as much as you think they think about you.
Mm-hmm.
Here's some things to help us come to grips. Well, just come to grips and get a grip.
Yeah.
Number one, who's your daddy? Genesis 1:26, and God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. Now, we kind of like the New Living Translation of Genesis 1:26, which says, then God said, let us make human beings in our image to be like us. You were created like the master of the universe, and I want to tell you, that ought to help your self-image.
That is
true. More than any life coach or
right.
anything.
That's right. Number two, don't compare yourself to anybody else. You are unique. First, absolutely, there's nobody in the world like you. God made you to be unique, one of a kind. Nobody else has your fingerprints, voice prints. They're just not like you. You are not comparable to anyone else. You know, when... In high school, my husband used to tell the story.
No doubt about it. In high school, I was always justifying my behavior by comparing myself to other people. I remember saying, at least I don't do what they did.
There you go.
But really, our measure of comparison, honey, should always be Jesus. WWJD.
That's right.
What would Jesus do? It's much more than a slogan for a bracelet.
Amen and amen.
Number three, create a list of things in your life that you're proud of, regardless of whether they're big or small. And looking at a book in my library, as I type this teaching, there's a book entitled Thus Far. It's the autobiography of Kelsey Grammer, known as Frasier Crane, from the TV shows Cheers and Frasier. His title suggests that he isn't through being creative yet. But don't you be either. As you create your list, remember the words found in Zechariah 4:10 in the New Living Translation. Do not despise these small beginnings, for the Lord.
Hallelujah.
For the Lord rejoices to see the work begin.
Amen. Number four, write out the list of the things that are the most positive in your life, character qualities, work habits, etc. You know, you've got to see the good in you, or nobody else will.
That's right.
We got to see it
first.
That's
good.
And those that love you and are around you, ask those closest to you to help you list your most positive characteristics. And they should be able to give you a very honest answer. Maximize your strength. Realize who you are and the strengths and the abilities God's given you.
Amen. Good. Number five, write out a list of the things you need to change in your life. Not only make the list, but create a plan to make the changes which you feel need to be changed. Ask the Holy Spirit to direct you in the way in which you can change. Review the first point of this teaching. And always remember, change is a door that only can be opened from the inside. If you feel the pressures of life dogpiling on you, if you will, maybe it's time for you to step back so you can step up. Let me say that again. It's time to step back so you can step up. Need a grip? Then focus on these six steps. Number one, rest your mind. Exodus 14:14 in the Classic Amplified Bible. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace and remain at rest.
Number two, relax your grip. Quit trying so hard. In Psalm 9:9 in the Message Bible says, God's a safe house for the battered, a sanctuary during bad times. The moment you arrive, you relax. You're never sorry you knocked.
Number three, reflect on your future. Reflect on your future. Psalm 119:15 in the New Living Translation. I will study your commandments and reflect on your ways.
Number four, refresh your soul. Matthew 11:28 in the Classic Amplified offers us a refreshing that never ends. It says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden and overburdened, and I will cause you to rest. I will ease and relieve and refresh your souls.
Hallelujah. Number five, renew your hope. Renew your hope. Psalm 94:19, New Living Translation. When doubts fill my mind, your comfort gave me renewed hope and cheer.
Hallelujah. Number six, rejoice in the opportunities God is giving you today. You only have today, honey.
That's it.
Psalm 118:24, Classic Amplified. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it.
Hallelujah. Couple of quotes. First, this is from Anonymous. I don't know who Anonymous is, but they've said a lot of good things.
They have.
Quote, keep dwelling on your past and you'll never get a grip on your future.
Now, my husband says it this way. Take your eyes off the rear view mirror.
That's it.
Or you won't be able to see what
they
have.
Yeah, you end up in the ditch.
That's it.
And missing what God's put in front of you.
Mm.
Bishop T.D. Jakes said, it's possible for you to get a grip on the thing that used to have a grip on you. And instead of it controlling you, you are now controlling it.
Praise the Lord.
Strong quotes.
That's right.
Hey, stay with us because we got an announcement for you.
Yay.
We got two of our children in the house.
Hallelujah.
And Abby's the husband, Dr. Chris Prejean, is
Yay.
Here.
There are two little grandchildren.
But tomorrow we have a special treat for you.
Mm.
Our daughter, oldest daughter, Pastor Abby, is going to be doing Rich Salts for Breakfast tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm kind of excited about that.
So am I.
Yep. We all are. She is.
Yeah.
So, and we didn't ask her. She volunteered.
That's right.
So that's a good thing.
So stay tuned.
That's it. If you've been blessed by the teaching, go to haroldherring.com. Up at the top where it says sow a seed. Just ask God what seed he'd have you sow. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.